Okay, well, we're pushing through it here. You know, we met this morning and came out this afternoon. We'll be back on the two-a-day schedule tomorrow. And, just trying to make some improvements day-to-day here. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and we're just going through the installation. So I've got a lot of people working, a lot of things to cover, a lot of situations to go. We worked on 2-minute today, some of our sub-defenses, stuff like that. So we'll just keep adding to that as we go here day-by-day. And then, hopefully by the end of the week or so, we'll have most of our stuff in, and we can really start, start playing a little more situational football. But, we got a break here with the weather. Got some music. Already need to work on the crowd noise. So that's a little stress for both the offense and the defense in terms of the communication, but we need that, and music's good, so we're fine. We got a lot of country guys on this team.
It's good to have Brandon in here.
Yeah, we expect him to be in here, so.
Your first impressions of Merriweather on his first day?
He's got a long way to go.
Is there a sense of relief having all the draft picks done and just having that kind of phase of things over with from a personnel standpoint?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's always good to get all the, many players as you can taken care of. But, mainly I'm focusing on working with the guys that are here, and that's what we'll keep doing. So it's good to have another one here.
Don't you have a time to go on to reach out to guys? No.
Day to day.
Coach, does Merriweather look like he'd be a better corner, say, Fisher?
Well, we'll find out. We're working with both spots. And, he's played a lot of different positions in college. He's played, the nickel position, the corner position, the safety position. So, we'll use him at some different spots and see how it goes. And, people on our team are going to have some versatility and play different spots anyway. So he falls into that category.
So with the roster limitations in the NFL, too, versus just the level for you, just that vital to have guys like that on the team. I know you guys have a ton of guys who work inside the outside linebacker.
Well, yeah. You just can't have a backup for every position. By the time you take your three specialists and a couple quarterbacks and your offensive linemen to the game, then you don't have enough people to back up every spot. You just don't have enough numbers. So, you've got to double up somewhere, and that's where a player's versatility can, help him earn a playing roster spot at the game or even keep him on the team. And it helps our team, and it helps the individual players. So that's, it works well both ways.
Looks like you had some college coaches in here. Can you just comment on that, sort of how that comes about?
We go into the colleges, all spring long and all fall long, and then also in the spring to work guys out. So, we try to have a good working and reciprocal relationship with them, and, if they want to come in and they help us out a lot, then we try to, give it back to them. It's getting harder and harder because the colleges start, so much earlier than they used to. Most of them are starting around the 1st of August, so it's getting tighter on their schedule. But, we're happy to work with those schools, and they work well with us.
So you mentioned versatility being a critical element for any player. How much of a factor was it in your decision to pursue Thomas during the offseason?
I don't think it hurt him any. That's who he is, and that's what he does. So that's, we'll try to, take advantage and use it in, whatever way it's applicable. But we have a lot of players who, pretty much play one spot, and that, that's okay too. So, but somewhere along the line, you've got to have some guys that, have some versatility and in order to, like I said, fill out those roster spots.
And are his skills at the different positions all what you would categorize as above average or... I mean, is he a guy who can play a lot of different positions?
Yeah, I think,
can he play them well?
Yeah, well, I think he's played them well in the past for Baltimore, and, we'll work him into our system and see how it goes. But, yeah, I think he's a pretty versatile guy, and his skills are good, yes.
So, you've always said don't judge a guy, rookie by the first season. The guy might look like a Pro Bowl guy that season, next year, doesn't continue to improve. But generally, by the third season, do you have an idea of what a guy is and what he's going to be?
Yeah, you would like to think so, unless there's some unusual circumstances, sometimes that cloud the issue. But generally speaking, I'd say, probably 90% of the cases, that's true.
Does that vary position to position? I
would think by the third year, you should be able to have a pretty good idea. Again, unless the guy's had some unusual circumstances, like he's been injured, or maybe he's, had a big position change, a back to a receiver or something like that. Guy from, quarterback to defense, I'm just saying something like that might take a little bit longer, Steve Neal, you know, had such a long way to go. It was really, you know, more of a, I don't know if we knew going into the third year, but for the most part, normally speaking, I would say, yeah, about 90, 95% that would be the case, yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.